Bruce James. Bruce, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I don't think that ass-chewing thing is going to ever leave.
One of your all-time classic lines. Hey, just you're home in Mississippi?
Yeah, I'm down here in Ocean Springs out on the bay. I've been doing some basil fishing all week. I'm going to be doing the rest of the week with speckled trout, redfish, flounder, all the stuff you do inside the island.
Oh, it sounds like a beautiful thing. I wish I was down there with you. Well, I hate to have you on such sad news, but Bill Burnett, one of your teammates, all-time career touchdown record holder for the Razorbacks, passed away Saturday. His wife of 56 years, Linda, mentioned that he had been suffering from, she feels CTE and also some dementia and Alzheimer's-related things. And for those that don't know, Bill Burnett scored 49 touchdowns and 49 total touchdowns, 46 rushing touchdowns over a three-year span, 68, 9, and 70, and one of the greatest eras, you know, in addition to in the early 60s for Frank Broyles. And, of course, his record still stands ahead of Darren McFadden as far as total touchdowns. The only one that was broken was Alex Collins surpassed him. He had 20 in 2015, and he had the record 19 since 1969. So, of course, you guys, those years, 10-1, 9-2, 9-2, 28-5, those 3 years. So what can you tell us about Bill Burnett, Bruce?
You know, when I heard about this Saturday, my first thought was this. Bill Burnett was a great, great football player, but he was a better human being.
Right.
I don't think I've ever met anybody like Bill as far as his faith. I never heard him in 4 years. I never heard him say any kind of a foul word in regards to he was not a gossip. He didn't say bad things about people. He smiled a lot. He was just a unique individual, and he was quite talented along with that, and that is a rarity. He had no ego like a lot of players do, and it takes ego. I get that part, but he literally, absolutely, if you were talking to him right now, he would tell you that Bruce Maxwell was a big, big part of his success. Mm-hmm. Maxwell was a fullback. Maxwell was as good as it gets as a fullback. In front of him was Montgomery, the quarterback, and then you had the center who was, you know, All-American. Rodney, I'll think of a minute.
Oh yeah, I'm sure know that.
Yeah, you know who I'm talking about. But anyway, he had it. I mean, he had the talent. Most people forget that he was a great receiver. He ran the wheel route very well. Great vision when he was running. He could set people up. He just had it all.
Well,
and he was extremely tough.
I was going to say this. I don't know, Roger, I don't know if you've heard this one before. And Chris, obviously this is before your time. Tommy Smith would be locking in on this. According to the article in the Democrat, it said defensive coordinator Charlie Coffey was impressed by Burnett's work on the scout team, and he convinced Frank Broyles to give him a shot at winning the starting job. And I think he started out 11th on the depth chart at tailback in the spring of 68, his third season as a redshirt sophomore. So he obviously, that's interesting that Coffey saw the greatnesses and told Frank, give him a chance, and he went from 11th to the starter.
Wow.
Hmm. Yeah, it's unusual for a defensive coordinator. And they had David Dickey. They had a lot of running backs that had played that would have been their senior year in 68. But Dickey got hurt. I remember that. But Bill was on the scout team, you know, and we had to try to tackle him and do different things. And he ran very, very well against the first D. Coach Coffey had a lot of influence with Frank Broyles, and so that's how it worked out. But he was good from day one. That's all I can say.
A couple things. I had some listeners talk about Rodney Brand. Is that who you were talking about, Bruce?
Rodney Brand. Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The other thing, Roger and Chris, I don't know if you guys know this, but I remember I was president of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes when I was an athlete in high school, and then when I got to Arkansas, I was the head of the football chapter. And he was single-handedly, Bill Burnett single-handedly started the FCA movement in the state of Arkansas. He goes up to Kansas City and said, can I take this back to Arkansas and do the chapters all over? So he started going around to all the high schools, and he planted the seeds for all that, and that'll be a part of his legacy as well.
Oh, it sure will. I mean, he was big. He led the chapter at FCA of the Razorbacks every Tuesday night. So,
yeah.
Yes, he had a big, big part. He was a man of faith, no doubt about that.
The other thing is, Roger and I, Tommy would always do this Frank Broyles imitation about the corkscrew. About the corkscrew, Bill Burnett would go up over the top and corkscrew it in for the touchdown. So did he have it? Do you remember that? He had a little twisty, turny thing he would do as he would go over the pile to twist for the touchdown?
Yeah, well, it was this. I mean, they would I would always say it was sort of like a high jumper. They would put in the high formation, and they would, you know, you would lead with the center, and then you would have, you know, the fullback, and then he would come in and he would choose which side he wanted to go on, and he would just literally like a high jumper. I mean, he would dive up, and then as he went up, he would twist like he was trying to kick. You know, you say high jumpers have to kick their feet up so they don't knock the pole down. Very similar to that.
Well, you know, and I don't know how many. I hadn't seen the film on it. You know, how many of those were like 2 yard touchdowns or what? You know, compared to like McFadden's going 80 yards. I don't know. Maybe every time y'all got to the goal line, it was just one of those things, hey, we're giving it to Burnett. He's going to get it in there. Still, it's pretty amazing accomplishment, that record, that career record has stood for all these years. I mean 50-something years, pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And, when's the last time you saw him, Bruce?
We spoke together 15 years ago. It was the last time we actually physically saw each other. And we were in Eureka Springs for the book that came out. What's his name wrote it? What's his name was 15 years ago. Anyway, they had a book thing there and a crowd, and there was three or four of us that was there, and that was the last time physically I saw him. I saw him at a reunion but didn't get to talk to him. It was one of those, I think, back maybe 68, 69 team. That was probably 2019, something like that. Didn't get to talk to him, but I did see him there.
Well, remember, guys, we're talking to Bruce James, who in 69, they should have won. They should have won the national championship. They had it right there. I hate to bring that up, but you guys were a national championship team. But you had just a bunch of winners. And I guess I forgot, Bruce. Again, Tommy was on this show, was always the expert that would go deep on those 60s team, about his brother. It was Bobby Burnett, right?
Burnett.
On the 64 team, right? He played in the 64,
yeah.
Right?
Tommy Burnett was a great receiver, and he played many years with the Buffalo Bills.
That's Tommy. And then wasn't there another one, I think, on the 60s team that was a
– Yeah,
was
and I can't remember. I mean, there was three of them, Bill was the baby. Yeah. And so I don't remember the middle one.
Well, listen, anytime
they were all great football players.
Yeah, and I think he was raised in Oklahoma. Either there's a Bentonville connection. He was born in Bentonville and then raised in Oklahoma. But anyway, it said obviously one of the things it said here, in addition to starting the FCA movement in Arkansas, he opened a crisis pregnancy center in Fort Smith. Anyway, I'd always heard. Of course, Ken Hatfield's another one of those guys that just a class act that commented on him Yeah, it's great when you have impact, Bruce, not only in the record books but in the lives of people, and that this guy certainly did. Yeah, right.
Yeah, Bobby Burnett was the oldest from 63 to 65. Tommy was a tight end at 65 to 66, and then Bill from 68 to 70.
Someone said, always great to hear, even though on a sad day like this, to hear from our man Bruce James. And someone said, hey, would you hear Bruce make the comment? He said, I'm the original Speck catcher. Yes, you are, Bruce James. You are the original.
Listen, let me just tell you something. When I first met you and you told me that you like to fish for speckled trout, I knew you were okay.
Well,
you were accepted immediately.
How's Barbie?
By the way, I still do it the old way. Rather than jigs, I use a live shrimp.
Oh, man.
And I'm sure you used to live shrimp, too.
Oh, that's hey, you're guaranteed catching them with live shrimp. Yeah. It's been a long time since I've caught them as down there. I'm going to get to see my dad in at the Atlanta Motor Speedway here this weekend, and hey, didn't get to go down for the fourth. But Bruce, listen, I guess we're going to continue this. Would be year 31 or something. I can't remember how many years. Since the late 90s we've been doing this, right?
I think you were about 15 when we started. You're so young, yeah.
Well, hey, well, thanks. Hey, thanks for jumping on with us. I thought
it'd
be good.
Sure. Yeah. Tell your dad. I say send my regards to your dad when you see him. Okay.
I will do that. Tell Barbara we said hello, and hopefully, we'll have you again this fall if you're game.
Well, y'all have to decide if you want to get fired or not. But I will tell you this right now. I am still as optimistic. Maybe even more so than I was when I went off in December the new coach, the new team. I'm very positive.
Wow.
So I'd like to come back and at least have 1 year of being positive on the radio.
All right. That's the deal, Bruce.
All right.
All right, buddy. Thanks so much, man.
Buddy.
Love you, buddy. You're the best.